Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having great music with Andrew Goss. AndrewGoss.com, G-A-U-S-E, right, Andy? Is that the website?
That is correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Andrew Goss.
AndyGoss.com.
Andy, G-A-U-S-E.com. So check that out, folks. What will he find when they get there, Andy?
Enough reading to choke you. You know, if you're a reader, it's there. If you listen and, you know, you're an audio learner, fine. You got audio there. I even have a few tacky videos up there to try to explain what it is that I do. Basically study monetary history, and those who fail to study history right are doomed to repeat it. That's what Tarantiana said. Yep. And I believe if we understand how our monetary system works and what its history is, we can better be prepared for what's coming in the future.
Last night we had a GOP debate, 11 people on the stage. Do you get the idea that any of them understand what you just said?
No. What I got the idea was that, you know, there is a front runner that no one likes.
Yep.
None of the establishment politicians like him, and so it was a let's bash this guy. I mean, just the questions alone. How about this question? Are you comfortable with his finger on the button?
Right.
On the nuclear button.
Right.
You know, I mean, what kind of a question is that?
Andy, the thing that bugged me, I sat there I watched as much of it as I could. I probably missed maybe 15% of it. But I kept waiting on something about the economy, and they finally finally mentioned something about it, and then it quickly reverted to tax policy. Nobody said anything about the assault of the NLRB on businesses. Nobody said anything about the assault of the EPA on businesses. Nobody said anything about the oligarchs that you and I have been talking about. All they talked about was tax policy. Well, you know, tax policy could be improved. But that's not where we're – that's not – there's a lot of other things. I got the feeling that the questioners and the people on the stage were not comfortable talking about the economy, either because it's not sexy
to them. They didn't understand.
Or they just don't – they don't understand it.
Yeah. And to me, again, tax policy does tie into our economy. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest place where it ties in is right where you just mentioned. So we have the National Labor Relations Board. We have OSHA. We have worker safety standards, we have the environmental standards, and all of these restrictions are sort of placed on American business. So you have to treat your employees fairly, you can't pollute the atmosphere, you can't pollute any part of your stream, and you have to produce products that are extremely safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that all represents a tax, if you will,
right.
Because all of these things not necessarily are inherent in a business situation, so you've added this tax to the American businessman. And the multinationals respond by just taking their factories and moving them to nations that don't have this tax.
That's right.
And then we allow those nations to bring their goods into this country and sell them without a tax. So I would say that if we scored it, for example, and we're building a widget in Iowa, and we've got this regulation and that regulation that adds this cost and that cost to the product, now, anyone who imports their products, similar products, into the country should have to pay that extra tax at the border. I think that's maybe what the front runner means by bad trade policy.
Well,
so we allow these folks to subvert our regulations in their country and then sell their goods here and undercut American manufacturers.
And we wonder where the jobs went, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I'm
not a protectionist. At all?
Nor am I.
I don't want tariffs and intervention just for the sake of that, just because for some kind of a progressive way reason. But I do agree with you that we need to have fair trade, as you say.
Right.
One of the things that really troubles me that was brought up yesterday quickly was this fair tax. Folks, Andy, in my opinion, the fair tax, value-added, a national sales tax type of thing, that's a big mistake.
That's horrid. That's horrid. Now, you'll take the IRS out of your life, but you'll put them into your business.
That's right.
So, I hate the
concept.
Unless
you abolish the 16th Amendment, which nobody's going to do, that's a horrible idea. And you could could do the flat tax with the current system.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you could without a bunch of loopholes. You know, this protectionist thing, we touch on that again for a minute. We are protectionist, really, because we want to protect the environment. We want to protect our workers, et cetera. So if we accept that role, that there's a proper way to manufacture something, we shouldn't allow any other nation in the world to not accept that role. And if they're doing it and producing products without these extra added benefits, then they shouldn't be allowed to sell them without bearing the cost, unless they can prove we're not polluting, we're paying a fair wage, we're not exploiting our workers.
Well said. I got to wrap it up. Good job today. I'm glad you're here. Come back soon.
Thank you, man.
Andy Gausse, G-A-U-S-E, AndyGausse.com is his website. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.